God does everything decently and in order. In order that he wants, he places everything to happen in a certain way, decently and in order. Plans, you know, the old story, the plans of mice and men go awry. It's a famous quote. Anyway, it's true. What we plan and we devise in our lives doesn't always work like it's supposed to. You know, you have what you call Murphy's Law. You know, what can go wrong will go wrong. But it's not that supposed to be like that. You know, God says with man it's always impossible. You know, you don't have the power to change your life. You don't have the power to do what you need to do. You don't have the power. The only person who has the power is God. And if you allow God to work in your life, his power will transform you and your world around you. It's just amazing to look and see what God has done and what he's willing to do for us. He's willing to give to us if we open up our lives and let him come in and do for us. And he does that, you know, to help us to be what we were supposed to be. And then we come along and we go, okay, God, let's go. And, you know, he'll just do it. We are supposed to walk in his paths. And when we do, he goes before us and he fixes things that are supposed to be. And then we walk through them and then we get the reward. It's backwards, you know. God should get the reward, but he doesn't. He gives it to us because we trusted and believed him. And sometimes it's like you walk through hell. You know, there's no real thing that you can say, you know, I'm not going to walk through, you know, all this death and destruction, but you will. And sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's like you're out there by yourself and you're in the unknown. And it's like God says, go. It's all there. It's all there for you. Go. And you walk out into it and all hell breaks loose. And you go, God, what's going on? You know, and then you just walk and you walk and you walk. And it all hell is just beating on the door. And you keep walking. And finally you walk through. And God goes there, see? And here's the reward. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. God's not a respecter of persons. It's not about who you are, what you are. It's not about your color. It's not about anything. Our hearts are all the same. They're all the same. They were made by God, sit down here to be on this earth, and when we're through, he wants us to come back. Come back to heaven, to home with him. And so he helps us on this journey. He makes his way up for us on this journey. But we have to take the journey. We have to walk through from here till we go home. You know, it's important. It's important enough for everyone to look and ask. You ask God, you walk in that way, you have the help, it's there. God wants us to go. Like I said, he's not a respecter of persons. It doesn't matter who you are. It only matters what you do. In Jesus' name, amen.